This is Capital Access. I'm Sue Lincoln. 1 week into the special session, and here's where things stand.
The Senate has taken all of the appropriate action that we constitutionally could do.
The Senate has approved tapping the rainy day fund and using BP money, sending those measures over to the House. The full House has approved repealing the SAVE Act.
The contents of it to me were a fiction.
And has moved that to the Senate. House Ways and Means continues to take testimony on the revenue-raising bills, but wants to look at all the revenue proposals as a whole before approving any. I talked with Public Affairs Research Council President Robert Travis Scott about what is and isn't going on. It seems that the budget has become a regular minefield. Are lawmakers unwilling to cross it one more time, or are they strategizing a permanent path across?
I think everybody who's crafting these does not see these as a long-term strategic plan. They see these as a way of addressing the emergency situation, and it is a very difficult crisis emergency situation we have for the current fiscal year, and they're trying to find some quick revenue sources to raise money as fast as they can.
No real tax reform?
Tax reform, which a lot of people have talked about, is not really part of the plan that we see right now. They'll have to come back to tax reform later on.
Why aren't they moving some of these bills then?
What we do know is that the revenue-raising measures, most of these that they're doing now, they don't even intend to keep these in the long term. But you know what? Once you pass them, they may get stuck and never go away.
Perhaps that's the caution. For Capital Access, I'm Sue Lincoln.
Support for Capital Access comes from Southern Strategy Group in Baton Rouge, providing access, advocacy, and advice in governmental relations, strategic planning, and public relations. Learn more at sostrategy.com.